Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The US medical devices company Dexcom has announced plans to invest €300 million over the next 5 years to build a new manufacturing facility at a site in East Galway. The new facility in Athenry is expected to create up to 1,000 high-skilled jobs, with 500 more during the construction phase. Michael Lowen, chief executive of IDA Ireland, said it was an important strategic investment from which the region would greatly benefit. Michael Lowen joins us now from Galway. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
So what then is the significance of this investment? Not just the nature of the investment and the scale of the operation that's planned for Athenry, but also the location.
So, Brian, there's probably a few areas we can look at in terms of significance. One is correct, the scale, you know, I have 300 million and 1,000 new jobs. But secondly, I think it's to look at the area of innovation. This is an innovative product that's dealing with glucose management and diabetes care. So it speaks to the real proposition of Ireland in terms of innovative, the skills base we have in Ireland, and that Dexcom have chosen Ireland as their first location outside of the US, their first European location is now going to be in Ireland for manufacturing.
And why East Galway?
Well, I think East Galway, and in particular Ireland in particular, has a strong cluster for medical device. And when we look within that cluster, the West Coast in particular is particularly strong. Like, Galway is a recognised cluster globally for medical technologies and medical device. So, and fortunately in East Galway and Athenry, also we had an IDA property available to support their growth and support their ambitious growth plans as well. So we see this as an ideal and location for them, not just for the West region, but also for the Midlands. I think they're going to have a big impact across the wide region and area.
And were you able to reassure Dexcom that they'd be able to source the staff they need, up to 1,000 over the next number of years once they're in operation, and that you could guarantee energy supplies to them?
Yeah, so on both of those counts, Dexcom are making their decision with full knowledge of the scenario in Ireland, both in an infrastructure perspective. And they're very confident, you know, in terms of Ireland's ability. I think from an Ireland perspective, we've shown our focus and agility to respond to challenges. And I think we have to be conscious as well as that, you know, as a growing economy, you know, we have these challenges within infrastructure, no different than any other part of the world as well, as their economy grows. So I think Dexcom are very sure of their decision, and in particular, they're sure of the partnership through IDA and through the government to ensure that the infrastructure is there to meet their demands and their skills needs of the future.
Would an investment on this scale, 1,000 jobs, would it be feasible in one of our bigger cities, in Dublin or in Cork or in Limerick, given the housing crisis, the shortage of available accommodation for the staff who work in this kind of operation?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at investments of this scale, you have to look at the profile of employment that's going to be in those investments. And of course, with the onset of hybrid working and remote working, you have a different mix. So actually, all of Ireland, whether you're in a regional location or indeed in a city location, the benefits accrue to that. So it's really the focus is on talent attraction and retention, and then having, I suppose, an atmosphere and a culture actually which supports innovation. They're the key decision makers that clients actually take on board when they're looking at investment decisions.
The IDA, of course, has raised concerns, particularly over the housing situation. We have a report today from the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council echoing similar concerns about housing, but not just housing, infrastructure, transport infrastructure, energy supplies. How urgent is it that these issues are tackled and tackled effectively?
Well, you are correct. I suppose IDA have been highlighting these issues on infrastructure and the national carrying capacity for probably 4 to 5 years at this juncture. And that continues to be the case. So, but what we also have to be conscious of is that we are getting plans in place at a national level, at a government level. We have a housing for all plan in terms of housing. And what we need to see and what's recognised is we need to accelerate that plan. The same occurs from an energy perspective. We have a real potential in terms of offshore wind, what that opportunity can bring, not just for industry today, but also for the industry of the future, and indeed for how we can support, you know, beyond the shores of Ireland into Europe as well. So we have the policies. What we need to do now is implement those policies with a matter of urgency.
But you've also in IDA continued to lobby for further investment in data centres, even though Airgrid is predicting that by the end of this decade, these large data centres could be using well over a quarter of our entire electricity supply.
Yeah, but when you put the data center, I suppose, discussion into context, in order for the, you know, we're looking at a twin transition, which is sustainable and digitalization. And in order for digitalization to advance, we need infrastructure, and that infrastructure is data centers. So we have to be cognizant that, yes, we have to balance the need on the digital transition with our sustainable transition, but both of those can actually occur concurrently. And from an Ireland perspective, it's critically important that we do that. And hence, having clear strategies, both in terms of our energy plan for the future and indeed our digital strategy for the future, is going to be critical. And data centres play their part in that as well.
Michael Lowen, Chief Executive of IDA Ireland, thank you very much for that.